Back on the Jefferson Exchange on the News and Information Service of JPR, I'm Jeffrey Riley. There may be a million, maybe slightly more physicians in the United States at the moment, and very few of them, maybe 1%, are Native Americans. Cal Poly Humboldt, physically and culturally close to several tribes, and the University of California, Davis, which has a medical school, recently announced a partnership, a program for Native students to get education and assistance to get to medical school. Let's get the details on the Huwiguruk Tribal Health Post-Baccalaureate Program from the two campuses involved. Kutcha Risling-Baldy is Associate Professor of Native American Studies at Cal Poly Humboldt and the co-director of the program with Antoinette Martinez at the University of California, Davis. Dr. Baldy, welcome back to the Exchange.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
And did I come close to pronouncing the name correctly?
Yeah,
very.
It was perfect.
Okay, there we go. Charlene Green is also with us, the Assistant Dean of Admissions, Outreach, and Diversity at the UC Davis School of Medicine. Welcome, Dr. Green.
Thank you so much for having me. Glad to be here.
And Charlene, how long did it take to lay the groundwork for this program?
Well, we started the groundwork for this program, I would say actually 5 years ago, just really trying to tap in with the Native and tribal communities to see what were the needs of the communities related to healthcare. So we really just started with listening, and then we joined a partnership through the Northwest Native American Center of Excellence at OHSU to partner with their YEAST program and their RISE initiatives focused on creating more Native physicians in the workforce. And so it really started with kind of those work and those efforts that have led us to the Huwagabet post-bac program.
And so you mentioned the YEAST program, so you had a program to pattern yours after, it sounds like.
Correct. So the Northwest Native American Center of Excellence, or they call it NACO, actually has grant funding. And so we started out a partnership with OHSU, and also Washington State University is part of this initiative, along with UC Davis. So the three schools collectively have been working to send students to OHSU to participate in their YEAST post-bac, which is a year-long program. OHSU had already started this, and they had a similar format as far as preparedness for students academically, and also had cultural tenets within their program. And so phase two of the partnership with the program is for each of us, UC Davis and Washington State University, to kind of build our own program modeled after the YEAST program at OHSU.
And Kutcha Risling-Baldy, how important, how tricky to get the cultural elements of such a program right?
I mean, I think we're very fortunate to be partnering with Davis. It's been really visionary in how they want to make sure that Native culture and Native peoples are really a part of this. And Humboldt is a really great place to do that. We have such a vibrant Indigenous community and tribes, really great connections, and long-term Native-serving programs on the campus that really help to make sure that people understand the role of Native peoples and the things that they're going to do in their academic and then careers.
The name itself, Huwiguruk, means what?
It means medicine, and so we were really looking for a way to honor the Wiat peoples, which is the peoples of the place that Humboldt is currently in, and I think we wanted to make sure that people were also helping to revitalize the Indigenous languages of this area and getting familiar with the language of this place, and it really helps to sort of connect students to the peoples of this place.
And how big a void is there? How few Native Americans become MDs, or for that matter, Kutcha, think about becoming MDs?
I think there's a lot that would think about becoming MDs because we have so many health issues that we face in our communities. And I think that there's a lot of people who are really inspired to be of service to their communities. But moving through the academic system can be quite difficult, especially when you're talking about coming from, you know, places that don't have the same types of support that other places might have. So what you see is a filtering of people not really like heading to college, not really finishing and going to graduate school or medical school. I think they saw a great need for being able to assist people who want to do this work in a really meaningful way so that they can see that they can succeed and that they can get the help that they need to succeed. So I'm really looking forward to how we're growing the future generations and really showing them that there's people who want to really assist and help them to make sure that they can be academically successful.
What kind of assistance do you plan on at Cal Poly Humboldt then?
There's going to be lots. I mean, we have already established programs that really help students to navigate the classes that they need to take. I think this program is really visionary because it's going to help students to come in sort of post their BA degree or their BS degree and take some science classes so that they can get more stabilized and like really help them to understand what they're going to do in medical school. There's going to be tutoring, preparation for the MCAT, like the test that they take to get into medical school. There's going to be opportunities to work in the community, hands-on learning activities, internships. There's going to be building like a community with each other and a cohort for studying and learning about things. And then they're also going to be taking Native American Studies classes on Native American health and the way that we approach public health. And I think really connecting to how those things work together so that they become community-based and community-informed physicians.
Sounds like a pretty intensive year.
I think it will be, but I also think we've done a lot of work to make sure that they're given the space and time to really connect with people and place, and that hopefully will help them to see that there's the studying, there's the work that has to be done, there's also sort of why they're doing the work that they're doing.
Katja Risling-Baldy, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange from Cal Poly Humboldt, the co-director with Dr. Antoinette Martinez of the upcoming Huiguduk Tribal Health Post-Baccalaureate Program to get pre-med students pushed toward medicine at the University of California, Davis Medical School. Our other guest is Charlene Green, the Assistant Dean of Admissions, Outreach, and Diversity at that medical school. You have questions or comments? We can take them at jx@jeffnet.org. Charlene, are there other programs already at place at UC Davis to get people from underrepresented groups handled this way, pointed toward medical school like this?
At UC Davis School of Medicine, we really were focused on healthcare workforce needs. So we actually have many pre-medical pathway programs that are focused on localized recruitment of talent within areas that have physician shortage. And then we hopefully want them to be prepped and primed to go enter our medical school or be competitive for any medical school, because we know that these populations, we need them in medicine anywhere. But we hope to get them hopefully into our medical school. And then we have several workforce programs post-matriculation. So after they're admitted, we have, again, additional programs focused on regional workforce needs. So, for instance, we have our Rural Prime program focused on rural areas. We have our REACH program focused on the San Joaquin Valley, which is one of the 10 most underserved areas in the nation. And we have our Accelerated ACE-PC program, which is a partnership with Kaiser Permanente meant to produce primary care physicians more quickly, because primary care physicians are a shortage in California. So we have several really innovative workforce programs really focused on regional needs of California specifically.
And Katja Risling-Baldy, is the main appeal to students from the North Coast, or is it broader than that?
It's broader than that. I mean, it's an open program so that, you know, anyone can apply. But I do think that there is something very important about people seeing the space here and the way that we've been able to really work with tribal communities to build really active spaces, especially around health and wellness. And one of the leading Indian Health Service, like United Indian Health Service clinics, connections to the work that we do on place-based learning, and some of the oldest programs in the California State University system that really assist Native American students in being successful. So I think it's a great opportunity to build this here at Humboldt. And really, connections to UC Davis have been important to us, because UC Davis is also a really important space for Native peoples as a university.
So a lot of experience then in helping Native students come through. In terms of shaping this program, you got several tribes in the neighborhood around Cal Poly Humboldt. And were they all consulted on shaping this program?
Yes, a few of them were. We did make sure that we presented to a couple of different tribes and talked to them about the work that we were doing. And I think we've also been doing, hopefully, a really good job at making sure that they know that we're very open to any suggestions that they have about opportunities for students that come into the area. Our tribes have a lot of really great partnerships, especially through Humboldt. And I think that they are very supportive of making sure that people who come into our areas have opportunities to really learn from them and really connect with them.
Dr. Katja Risling-Baldy, our guest on the Exchange from Cal Poly Humboldt, Charlene Green from the UC Davis School of Medicine, those two schools working together on the Huiguduk Tribal Health Post-Baccalaureate Program to take students who've got their bachelor's degrees at Cal Poly Humboldt and keep them in a program for a year, having them pointed toward medical school at UC Davis. Dr. Green, how many participants at a time?
So right now, our first cohort will be starting launching this July, and we will be accepting 4 students for this first year.
And will they all take the same science courses?
So this program is really going to be focused on the individual learner needs. So while we will be doing some courses cohort style, because we know community helps move students along the process more easily and feel more supported. But each student may come in with different needs as far as which science courses they need, if they need clinical or research experience. So really, the program is going to be really customized by the individual.
And you mentioned four in this first cohort. Are there plans to go larger after that?
Well, we hope so. We certainly hope so. We plan to implement our program this year and learn a lot as far as what's missing, what are some gaps that need to be filled as far as support services, adjustment of our program and curriculum design. And then hopefully from there, we can continue to enhance and grow, depending on what other additional support that we receive from others. As you might know, this program is, the tuition is fully funded as well as housing. So resources are really important and is a part of success, especially from those historically excluded from medicine. So as those resources are enhanced, we really hope to grow the program.
And are the four students identified at this point, or is there an application process underway? What can you tell us about that, Dr. Baldy?
I'm sorry, I missed the first part of the question.
Do you have students identified already, or is there an application process underway? Where do you stand with getting the actual students to fill those four slots?
There is an application process under the way. I don't know, Charlene, do we know if the state has passed?
Nope. So the application is currently open. It closes May 4th. You can check it out on our website, or you can just email tribalhealth@ucdavis.edu if you have an interested person to refer us to, and we're happy to send the application to them. So hopefully students will be identified by the end of June with the launch date, start date for that student at the end of July, beginning of August.
Wow. So, and then once they're in the program, what kinds of benchmarks, Charlene, do they have to hit academically to move on to medical school?
Sure. So they would have to complete the program with a 3.7 GPA. And again, we're talking about science-intense coursework. They're also required to take one Native American Studies course per semester as well, because, again, we're really trying to fold in specifically cultural tenets and really think about how we can enhance the learning and experience when we talk about caring for Native and tribal communities. That's going to be essential to this program as well. We have this kind of train-in-place philosophy at UC Davis. So, again, recruiting localized talent, creating learning opportunities for them within those communities of need, and then hopefully they are more likely to go and serve those communities as they become physicians.
So if they meet the benchmarks, then are they automatically taken into UC Davis Medical School, or is an application process there as well?
So they still have to go through all of the application processes per our policy at UC Davis School of Medicine, but they do have a conditional admissions to our medical school if they complete the 3.7 and then reach a certain threshold on the MCAT exam.
And before the program starts, are there any Native Americans in the UC Davis Med School now?
Yeah, currently we actually have a post-matriculation pathway program called Tribal Health Prime. So that's once students are in medical school. Mm-hmm. They are able to get training within tribal health centers and tribal communities as well. So we are currently going into our third cohort of that program. Total in the School of Medicine, we have about, I believe, 12 Native students. Roughly 2% of all of our students are currently Native American.
Which is actually better than the national average on MDs who are Native Americans, yeah.
That is correct, yes.
Kutcher Risling-Baldy, give us the sense then from your community on the North Coast. I mean, is this a breath of fresh air, a chance to get some of the needs of health of Native Americans addressed along with the education needs?
I think a number of people in our area are just very excited and very happy that the program is going to be in place. And also I think what they've noticed is that now some of our younger folks, people who are in junior high and high school who have heard about the program, are talking about, you know, maybe I could go to medical school, maybe I could be a doctor, because they're seeing that there's support in multiple places that could help them through all the things that they would need to do to make that happen. And that kind of visionary aspect of what we can do and really grow means that the program in the future is also going to continue to make a really lasting impact.
And before we go, Charlene, you mentioned the hopes that people will work in rural areas. Are there any requirements if people come through this program, they have to spend X number of years or something working in a rural area or in a tribal area?
No, there aren't any requirements, but we've, again, strategically developed our curriculum to support learners who want to do that. And that's one of the tenets that we're really looking for in the selection process, right? Already have shown dedication and demonstrated experience working with tribal communities previously before entering our program. So it's not just good enough to have, the grades or the drive, but really they have to be in line with our mission of our School of Medicine in order to be really competitive for this program.
Okay. And as we heard it, the cohort will set up in late July for students in the Huigaduk Tribal Health Post-Baccalaureate Program, which is a co-creation of Cal Poly Humboldt and the University of California Davis Medical School. Dr. Kutcher Risling-Baldy at Cal Poly Humboldt is the co-director with Antoinette Martinez at UC Davis. Kutcher, thanks for joining us once again on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Charlene Green is the Assistant Dean of Admissions, Outreach, and Diversity at the UC Davis School of Medicine. Thank you for joining us on the Exchange.
Thank you so much. Take care.
All right. Take care. That'll do it for this portion of the program. We have a short break coming up, and then we will be talking about God and Country, a film showing in Ashland tomorrow.